The biggest pro football overlays in Vegas are back with $12 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. With two ways to win and no rake. Circa Million with quarterly payouts and 100% payback. And Circa Survivor. Select one team each week with no point spread. Take in the big money with $12 million in guaranteed prizes. Enter in Vegas, play from anywhere. Visit CircaSports.com for details.
This is the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Arash Markazi Show presented by the Sporting Tribune on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, 98.5 The Fan in Las Vegas, and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network, 95.1 and AM 760 in Hawaii. Happy Labor Day to you. We do want to play for you now a very special conversation we had with my main man, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. We talked about WrestleMania coming to SoFi Stadium. It'll be a two-night extravaganza, and Jimmy is so excited. He's excited about pretty much, you want to talk about food, life, but talking about WrestleMania coming to SoFi Stadium, he was so thrilled about that. So we had the privilege to talk to one of the all-time greats, the mouth of the South himself, Jimmy Hart. Jimmy Hart, Jimmy, how are you?
Good, Arash. How are you doing this morning?
Jimmy, you look fantastic. I saw you in Nashville for SummerSlam. You are still at it, still doing your thing. What is it about the new generation? Again, we have some younger fans out there tuning in. We got some older fans out there. Tell me about this new generation of stars. Why do you think that the future of the company is in great hands?
Well, because, you know, nothing lasts forever, right? And what's old is new again, and what's new is old again. So we've got all this up-and-coming young talent coming in now. And, of course, they trained in Orlando, Florida, the NXT place that, Triple H and Shawn Michaels put together. So we've got the cream of the crop, man.
And by the way, WWE is having a big party at SoFi Stadium. And the beautiful thing is it is free for the fans out there. And not only is WWE superstar is going to be there, Snoop Dogg is going to be there. So any party that Snoop Dogg is at, you got to be at. Jimmy, I have to tell you about my first moment of WrestleMania. It was WrestleMania 9, Jimmy. It was outdoors. It was Caesar's Palace. It was Las Vegas. This was before they had pro football and stuff like that in the beautiful Allegiant Stadium. Jimmy, your memories of that one, because again, I was a Hulkamaniac, just like so many kids, did not expect the night to end with Hulk Hogan holding the championship after defeating Yokozuna. What do you remember about that first outdoor, and it was in Las Vegas? What do you recall about that one?
Well, if you said WrestleMania 9, I thought that was the one where I managed Hulk and Brutus against Ted DiBiase and Irwin R. Scheich.
That's right.
And so I had a plan because I knew I used to manage Ted DiBiase and Irwin R. Scheich. So I made sure I said, you know what, I'm going to do the inside of my jacket like a referee shirt just in case something happens to the referee, because Ted and them were always used to knocking the referees out. So, buddy, when he knocked the referee out, I turned my jacket inside out. All of a sudden, I made myself the special referee. And so we won the match, held the championship, tied us up, even though they're taken away from us later on. But what a good night that was, huh?
Jimmy, your thoughts on all of these manias now, like over the past, I don't know how many years, are in big football stadiums. It's now a two-night affair. 60, 70,000 fans go there. Does something change for you? Again, you are like always on. You're so great. But when you're in front of 70,000 fans, tell me what changes.
Well, don't forget, I was in front of 93,000 fans
right.
at WrestleMania 3 in the Silverdome. You know, I had three big matches there. But, it's just something that's so special. But, you know, even Madison Square Garden, when it's sold out, I don't care who you're in front of. It's just something, once you go through those curtains or through the doors out into that arena and you see all the fans that have been watching all these years, you feel the love for them. And we try to give back the love, no matter if they hate you, boo you, cheer you, or whatever else. It's just something special about it. But especially now, wrestling is so big now for us that we go to the stadiums now, and two big days, not just one. So it's just great to have the loyalty of the fans all these years.
And again, for fans, if you have not gone to SoFi Stadium, if you want to get a ticket for WrestleMania Thursday, big big WrestleMania launch party, totally free. If you haven't gone, Snoop Dogg's going to be there. Fluffy's going to be there. WWE superstars are going to be there. They're going to have a ring there. Jimmy, talk about how much the event has changed and evolved over the years, from the first one back in New York to the second one when they had it in Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, to three, as you mentioned, Pontiac. How the event has grown.
Well, social media has been a major part of that because, you know, before we'd go, like yesterday, Adam and I, we were in Sacramento, then we're in San Diego today, then Los Angeles tomorrow, and we've got different crews going all over the country now. We're now with social media, you can almost stay in one place and do all the social media, and it really gets out to each and everybody. That's how it's changed a lot. But I think the talent's changed so much, too, because now we've got guys that are quicker, faster, just they could talk, they could do so many different things. They're so colorful now, and I think that's helped a lot, too. And plus, like I said before, we just got so many great things going. I want to mention, too, the tickets go on sale this Friday at Ticketmaster.com at 10 a.m. So for those who can't make it tomorrow to the big outdoor event, because I think it's at capacity already, just to make sure. So you better call before you go. But you can go to Ticketmaster at 10 a.m. tomorrow, I mean, on Friday, and make sure you get a chance to be at these two unbelievable shows on April the 1st and April the 2nd at SoFi Stadium.
Mr. Hart, this is G. Hay Wiley, Arash's producer. It is such a blessing to have you on here. You remind me of my youth because you've managed legends. And when I mean legends, I mean Hulk, all the way from Hulk Hogan all the way to the Hockey Talk Man. I mean, it gives me kind of shivers up my spine to think how many people you have managed throughout your career. I wondered who was the most difficult and who was the best?
Well, I'm not just playing it down the middle, but I'm being truthful. Everybody that I was able to go to the ring with helped me make a living. So I really adapted to whatever style they had, whatever their needs were. I tried to make sure they were comfortable and they were happy each and every day and each night. But nobody was really a stress to me. We all got along so great, you know, because I might be in one town where I've got the Honky Tonk Man, Hulk Hogan, and the Nasty Boys. The next night I might have the Rougeau Brothers, Earthquake and Typhoon, and Dino Bravo. So I just made sure that whoever I was with, I always made sure that I never gave anybody special attention other than the other one, because I'd have my different jackets that were made for everybody. You know, if it was the Nasty Boys, I had their face on one. The Rougeau Brothers, the Four of these jackets, Hulkamania jackets, the Hart Foundation with the pink and black. So I just made sure that I made sure everybody, I'm kind of like a client for the rock and roll stars, or a client for movie stars, you know. I just went that extra mile for all the guys, so all of them were great to me.
So, Jimmy, what was your favorite, being a face or being a heel? Because you've done both, and again, people love to see you now, but back in the day when we were younger, you know, you'd kind of go at the crowd. Did you enjoy that? What did you like more?
Well, if I was doing it now, I'd really prefer to be the baby face, and I'll tell you why, because you got to be careful what you say in and out of the ring now. You know, so
yeah.
I'd make sure I could say a lot of the stuff that we were able to get back with years ago. Not that any of it was bad anyhow, but still, you know, people can take an offense to anything anymore, you know, if you sneeze somewhere, oh my God, you gave me COVID, oh my, you know, so I'm just very careful what I say, what I do, but I think being the ultimate good guy now would be the best thing for me, if you could go out and do radio shows like yours and talk about the past. You know, somebody asked me today on one of the shows about who I'd like to manage now, and I said, you know, there's a guy named Terry who's great. Dominic Mysterio is great, and I just said, because back in the day, when you'd watch Muhammad Ali, his manager, or Mike Tyson, their managers were a lot older, and I said, it's kind of hip to have an older manager now, because, you know, aging experience is supposed to overcome youth and enthusiasm, so if that was the case for me, I'd be a genius, you know, with my age, so, but other than that, but everything's been great. I've been such a great run, doing the music, doing the wrestling, and being able to see you guys when you were at SummerSlam, which turned out to be great, didn't it?
Oh, it was fantastic. And as Jimmy mentioned, Friday, the tickets go on sale. And it's not just one day, folks. WrestleMania is now a two-day event. It'll be April 1st. It'll be April 2nd. It'll be around before you know it. And the beautiful thing about this Jimmy, as you know, fans from around the country, around the world. The world is really what makes this such a fun event. When you get those fans from London and from Europe and from all over the world who descend upon Los Angeles. Jimmy, what was the moment for you, and again, this has been happening for a long time, when you went to another country and you were amazed that they knew you, they knew Jimmy Hart, and again, you can go down the list of every country. I mean, when did it hit you? Like I'm not just big in the U.S., this is a global phenomenon.
Well, you know, our first trip to London, our first trip after WrestleMania to Germany, the same thing to all the countries over there. As soon as we got off the plane, I mean, there was views of photographers. The fans were at the hotel. Everything was a sellout back then. So we knew then, oh, my gosh, we've really gone big time now. And it's the same way now when the guys go overseas now. The same thing happens after all of these years. It's just so strong, this logo, this WWE logo is so strong worldwide, still going strong. You know, I got to say something, too. Don't forget, it's a whole week at WrestleMania because we have Raw on Monday night, SmackDown on Friday night there. And don't forget the Hall of Fame, WWE Hall of Fame will be taking place while that's going on, too, and fan access. But those tickets could be at Crypto.com Arena. Out of brain fart just in, but that's got to be, they changed their name of these arenas.
By the way,
Jimmy, so much,
you're not alone. We have a hard time saying Crypto.com Arena. I mean, it was Staples Center forever. The Lakers won their championships there. The Kings won the Stanley Cup there. So I have a hard time. Like, I almost refuse to say Crypto.com Arena because it's Staples Center, but we know what you mean. Downtown will really be the center of the week, as you mentioned. It'll be Raw. It'll be SmackDown. It'll be the Hall of Fame. Fan access, that's the beauty of it. I mean, fans don't really have to get a ticket to the event. They can just go there.
And then don't forget the fan access will be at the Los Angeles Convention Center. So there's just so many great things to do. You know, people come from all over the world. They come to get married. They come to have parties. They come to it's just so special to see everybody. And especially this year, our motto is WrestleMania Goes Hollywood. There's going to be a lot of Hollywood stars that grew up watching everybody. So it's going to be great.
Jimmy, how hard is it for you to pack for a long road trip like that? Because you're the beauty of you. You have a very distinctive look. You will never walk into a party and someone's wearing exactly what Jimmy Hart is wearing. All the jackets, the megaphones. Jimmy, for a week-long event, how hard is that to pack for you?
Well, very carefully because I've got to make sure I don't have too many bags with me. But I like to bring 3 or 4 different jackets. Of course, the megaphone's got to go with me, of course. And so it takes a little while. And, of course, my hair products, Freeze and Shine by Paul Mitchell. You know, I got to keep the hair looking like it is. So I have to wear a ton of that over to make sure Jimmy Hart looks the same. But like I said, it's just it's such a thrill each and every year to still be part of this and being part of WrestleMania number one and, you know, number two, number three, and the SummerSlams and the Royal Rumbles and just, you know, sometimes I pinch myself and go, did I really get paid for doing this all these years?
Oh, I mean, but it's our childhood. It's so beautiful. I mean, Jimmy, the beauty of that time period when I grew up was the managers were so great, and you were at the top of my list. But you talk about Jimmy Hart, Bobby the Brain Heenan, Mr. Fuji, Slick, and you go down the list. What makes a great manager? You know, there's Paul Heyman now. There's not that many, Jimmy. What makes a great one?
Well, first of all, Paul's great. I love Paul. Oh, yeah. I watch him every week, and the way he paints the picture and puts his men over, and he just does such a great job. I love him. But you know what? I think you just gotta have that feel. You gotta have that thing. What helped me too? I came from a showmanship type thing, anyhow, because I came from the music business. And don't forget when we toured out of high school with the Beach Boys and Steppenwolf and the Grassroots and Sonny and Cher, and we did Hullabaloo Shindig where the action is an American Bandstand and Dick Clark. And so when we did that, a lot of that I had learned what to say and what to do back then too, and that really helped me out a lot.
Mr. Hart, you mentioned the showmanship and everything, and I mean nobody does showmanship like you do with those jackets. And speaking of those jackets, I have to know who or where do you get all those jackets from? Are they specially branded? Like, do you have anybody specific who makes them for you?
Well, you know what I do? I go to I have a friend that has a tuxedo shop in Tampa now. It used to be in Memphis. And I find them, and I already get the jackets. And then I have my seamstress who works for WWE, Jolene. She takes them, and she puts the hearts on if I want hearts or musical notes. And Makes the Colors I Want and the Heart Foundation back in the day and Nasty Boys. And then I put a little artwork with it. So I'm able to kind of create it myself through her. And she does such a great job on them. And she makes other people's outfits too. But I'm sure we've got it all worked out where we're very colorful.
Our last few minutes with the mouth of the South himself, Jimmy Hart. And a reminder, Friday, tickets go on sale for WrestleMania. Go to Ticketmaster.com. Again, it's a two-night affair. So listen, if you can't go Saturday, go Sunday. If you can't go Sunday, go Saturday. Jimmy, people may know this, but my favorite thing is some of my most favorite themes in WWE history came from you. Do you have a favorite song? I mean, you go down the list of some of the more popular song in the history of the company. You were a part of it.
Well, the one that's got the most hits on Spotify right now, and I just saw that the other day on Spotify, it was Shawn Michaels' Sexy Boy.
That's
has
right.
10,200,000 hits on it. I can't even believe that. But I love the Rougeau Brothers. Remember the words? We don't like heavy metal. We don't like rock and roll. All we like to listen to is better metal. Low. Hey! You know. They were all American boys. They carried the flags out, being from Canada. What a lot of heat they got. But Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man song. The Wolfpack by Nash and Hall. We remember
right.
that, me and my partner. And, I mean, Hulk's American Made. I mean, just so many of them that we were able to do back in the day. And we just had so much fun doing everything. And so I'm living my dream. I love wrestling, so I got to be a wrestling manager. And I love music, so I got to still participate on putting some of the songs together.
Jimmy, you were so big in developing young talent as well. When they had Thunder on Thursday night, you were really big on, you know, again, guys who did not get the chance. What did you love about that, again, working with young talent?
Well, I remember one time Diamond Dallas Page came to me when I was at WCW and said, Jimmy, they're fixing to do a budget cuts. They're fixing to get rid of some of the younger talent we've got. So I came up with an idea called Three Count. And the Young Dragons. So I had a program with all six of those guys, put their shows together. And a lot of them are still out there wrestling now. So I had fun doing that, creating the music, creating the videos. And so, you know, they gave me a chance to do it. You know, Eric Bischoff gave me a great chance. He gave me a chance to do the Saturday night show for about 6 months. And I was able to do that. And he let me create some younger talent, let me take some of the older stars and mix them all in. And that's when Booker T and Stevie Ray really worked for me a lot over there doing that. They never turned me down when they were still busy on Nitro and some of the other, and Thunder. So they would never turn me down doing that, and I've always been grateful for those two guys jumping in there and being a part of that. Because I've always believed, if you kind of mix everything up, have a little old school and new school, then you've got a home run.
Hey, Jimmy, the Hall of Fame is such an important part of that week. We'll find out as we get closer to the date who will be in that Hall of Fame. You were inducted in 2005 here in Los Angeles the last time we hosted this amazing event. And it was the best class. It was Hulk Hogan, Rowdy Roddy Piper, Cowboy Bob Orton, Jimmy Hart himself, Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff, my man, the Iron Sheik, Nikolai Volkoff. What do you remember about that night?
Well, I remember, I've never really got nervous over a lot of stuff, but I didn't want to read a teleprompter or anything, so I made sure that I got to know you from my heart. I didn't want to make it too long and too boring, but I had a really chance to thank a lot of the younger talent that was in the audience that night that I was able to use on the Three Night Show for WCW. I got to mention Chris Jericho, Ray Mysterio, just to mention a few, Dean Malenko, because all those guys really came over and participated when they really didn't have to because they were on the major shows. But I was on that 605, reunion show every Saturday for Turner back in the day. So I got to mention all the guys that really helped. And I remembered every one of the guys, all my wrestlers who really helped me put my heart carried together and go to the ring with them. So it really worked great.
No, it was just such an amazing night, and just to kind of see the culmination. This was kind of like at the beginning of the Hall of Fame. So I mean, it was one of those great classes. And hopefully, Jimmy, we've been watching that collectible show and things like that. We want at some point to have a physical brick and mortar Hall of Fame, so we can go there to see the megaphone, to see the jacket. Maybe there's one jacket that we can try on. I mean, do you think at some point, hopefully in not too distant future, there is a physical Hall of Fame?
Well, you know what? Hopefully it'll be in Orlando, Florida,
yes.
Because a lot of tourists go to Orlando, maybe at Universal or Disney. And I'm sure Nick Khan, Stephanie McMahon, and Triple H are probably in the back of their mind are working on something like that right now. And so I'm really excited. And hopefully they will. But I got a lot of jerseys and mega posts to put in there, baby.
I love it. Jimmy, last question. Tell the fans out there what an exciting time this is for Los Angeles WWE fans. There's an event tomorrow. Like as Jimmy said, before you go out there, make sure that they have tickets. It's free, but make sure there's a spot. But if not, Friday, right, Jimmy? Tickets go on sale for WrestleMania.
Well, better than ever. You know, April the 1st, April the 2nd, or 23. SoFi Stadium tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 p.m. So make sure you tune in. And it'll be a great week. Check out crypto.com for WrestleMania week. And it's going to be just great. I love you guys. Thank you so much for having us on, baby.
Thank you so much, Jimmy. I'll talk to you soon.
You're the best, Jimmy.
Thank you.
All right. That was the man of the hour, the mouth of the South himself, Jimmy Hart, talking about WrestleMania coming to SoFi Stadium. Listen, it was a one-night affair pre-pandemic. Post-pandemic, it is a two-night extravaganza. SoFi Stadium will be sold out back-to-back nights. It's going to be absolutely incredible. So listen, get your tickets. I don't know if they're already sold out, but... Listen, it's going to be one of those events that we will be at. Hope to see you guys there. Let's leave it there for now. When we come back, we'll be joined by WWE superstar Drew McIntyre when we return on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, 98.5 The Fan in Las Vegas, and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network.
We'll be right back with the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The biggest pro football overlays in Vegas are back with $12 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. With two ways to win and no rake. Circa Million with quarterly payouts and 100% payback. And Circa Survivor. Select one team each week with no point spread. Take in the big money with $12 million in guaranteed prizes. Enter in Vegas. Play from anywhere. Visit CircaSports.com for details.
This is the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Still clown with the underground
when we come around. Welcome back to the Arash Markazi Show presented by the Sporting Tribune on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, 98.5 The Fan in Las Vegas, and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network, 95.1 and AM 760 in Hawaii. Just as a reminder, if you have a question or a comment or just want to win tickets to an upcoming game in Southern California, Las Vegas, or Hawaii, call our hotline 310-400-0340. We have two guests on the Circa Sports Guest Hotline today. Circa Millions and Circa Survivor Pro Football Contest with $12 million in guaranteed prizes are back. Visit CircaSports.com for details. And let's start with The Miz. And followed by The Miz, we have Drew McIntyre, two of the greatest WWE superstars right now joining us on this beautiful Labor Day. So let's start off with The Miz. The Miz, how are you doing, my friend?
I am always awesome. When WrestleMania is coming to Hollywood, you know I'm good.
We are so excited. There's so many big events here in Los Angeles. The last big one, Miz, was the All-Star Game, and you shined at the Celebrity Softball Game at Blue Heaven on Earth, at Chavez Ravine. That was a more competitive softball game than I had seen in quite some time. What was that like?
Oh, my gosh, man. I mean, anytime you can come in and play on where the Dodgers play, like, I grew up as, like, in high school, I played baseball, and to be able to play where the Dodgers play and get to experience kind of a feel for what, you know, I love baseball. I love softball. So to be able to hit a home run, get MVP, get the victory, pitch a little bit and have fun with a bunch of celebrities, I mean, it's always amazing, especially in L.A. with the weather.
So, Miz, the next big event here in Los Angeles is WrestleMania. It'll be April 1st and 2nd. It's a two-night event. Tickets go on sale Friday. What is it going to be like? Again, you've made this your home now for this event. And again, you guys have traveled the country for this event to be here.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, anytime you have WrestleMania, anytime we have a WWE event, and I say this all the time, but our true goal is to make moments that last lifetime. Whenever you see a father and son or a mother and daughter and they are at the show, you want them to be talking about that show for years upon years upon years. And that's what we love to do. So people are always asking, well, what's going to happen when WrestleMania comes to Hollywood April 1st and 2nd? To be honest with you, I can't tell you that right now because you never know what is going to happen. But you can guarantee that you will take home a moment and that WWE will take over L.A. for the entire week because you'll have Monday Night Raw. You'll have Friday Night SmackDown. You have Hall of Fame. And in sprinkled in between all those weeks are a bunch of events that we will have where you can have autograph signings, meet your favorite superstars, leading all up to WrestleMania, which is always incredible. I believe last year we had 150,000 people attend WrestleMania. So it's going to be a spectacle. It's going to be insane. It will be stupendous, if you will.
Miz, your thoughts on it being two nights? I think it's fantastic. I was at the last one night one, which was in New York, and listen, it's just a very long day, and I think we're all big fans, and we're there for the week. And again, like you said, we got Raw, SmackDown, Crypto.com, you know, the Hall of Fame will be there. Your thoughts with this going to a two-night thing?
I love that it's a two-night event. I remember the long, long WrestleManias where they were being like 6 hours, 7 hours. Now you can split up into 2 days. You can pace yourself. And, you know, you can, you know, lose your voice on the second night. Hopefully you lose your voice at my match. you know, if you pace yourself, you can do it right.
Miz, first of all, thank you so much for being on the show. And next of all, thank you so much for giving Austin from Southern Charm the business on Watch What Happens Live. It just made my year. A little documentary showed me that you were at Woodstock 99. You were in the opening credit of it. Please tell me what that was like and what was your favorite band that performed?
You know, it's funny. Like, so when I went to Woodstock 99, I remember when my buddies were like, hey, we're going. I'm like, well, I'm going with you. I remember calling up on a real phone, not like a cell phone, because we didn't have cell phones back then. And I called up and got my ticket. It cost like $100, I think. And we drove up from Cleveland to Rome, got our parking. We had a tent. And to be honest, I know there was a lot of like bad press and a lot of bad things that happened. Like, I didn't experience that. Like, Woodstock for me was incredible. I got to see all my favorite bands. And honestly, you asked who my favorites were, like watching Korn, like in the documentary, they were saying like, it was like, I was trying to explain it to somebody and I explained it exactly the way they explained it. It was like a wave of people and you just see waves going up and down. Like when Korn came on, it was incredible. I thought Kid Rock was during the day. It was like noon. And I remember it was like 100 degrees. The dude comes out in his like fur coat. And I'm like, oh my God. And then he played every instrument. And this is before Kid Rock was Kid Rock. It was like Ball with the Ball was like out. That was about it. And so, I mean, he played every instrument. He was a constant performer. And it was just an incredible concert to see. And I had a blast. I know there was definitely a lot of garbage. And water, you had to buy water, which I had no problem with because I just bought the water. It was fine. But yeah, it was very dirty. But yeah, I never really noticed it because I was always watching the concerts.
Miz, you've had one of the most storied careers in the company's history. When you came in, though, you know, I think there's this perception of, oh, we know him from the real world and things like that. But you worked your tail off to get to where you are right now. Was there a moment, was there a match? And I know it didn't just happen with one night. But was there a moment where you felt like, okay, people don't view me that way. Like, I put in the time. Again, was there a when you think back to your career, was there a match or a time where you're like, this is my time now?
Not necessarily a certain time. Like, I always feel like I'm always trying to prove myself. No matter how many times I've been out there, you know, it's been 18 years, I think, since I've been with WWE. And I think I'm always, you know, have that back of my head, a little chip on my shoulder, no matter what. Because honestly, when I go out there, I get booed out of the building. I get chants of, you suck. We can't stand you. And it's always a, yeah, he won the WWE championship, but, Yeah, he's won, you know, but he'll never win it again. Then I win the WWE Championship again. Yeah, but he only had it for a week. Well, okay, well, he'll never win, you know, he'll never do a movie. Okay, then he does, like, six movies. Then he'll never do another reality show. Then he does Miz and Mrs., you know, which, by the way, right now you can get all three seasons of Miz and Mrs. on Peacock starting tomorrow. So you definitely want to get that because it's an incredible show. It's funny, heartfelt, all about my family, all about my life. It's amazing. But, you know, it's always a yes, but. It's always like, yeah, he had a great match, but his next match will probably suck. You know, he did this, but there's always that but, which I'm always trying to, you know, get rid of the buts, but, you know, you're always going to have that.
Ms. LeBron James has a decision to make, probably like following this year, whether he's going to stay in Los Angeles, which I think he will, or there's talk he may go back to Cleveland. Miz, my view is he's done all he can. I mean, he won a championship there, brought a championship back to Cleveland. What do you think LeBron should do? And do you think he has something left to prove? I mean, I think at this point he's won in Miami, he's won in Los Angeles, he's won in Cleveland.
Here's what I think, and I don't think Los Angeles is going to like it very much. I think he's going to go back to Cleveland. And the reason I say this is because Bronny is going to be coming up soon, and he wants to play with his son where he started, where he has a school at, you know, where, you know where his home is. And I do believe, you know, as much as I live in Los Angeles and I do feel like this is home, my heart every time I go to Cleveland skips a beat because that's where I grew up. That's what the beginning memories of everything I've ever done. And for him to bring a championship to Cleveland, like, I don't think anyone understands what championships and winning teams does for the city of Cleveland. You know, LA is such a huge, huge town, such a huge city. You know, they have so many teams that they can go for. You know, if the Browns do well, the city of Cleveland does well. If the Cleveland Cavaliers do well, the entire city does well. So a person like LeBron James coming to Cleveland, it's not just about, you know, Bron coming back and getting a championship. It's about the city succeeding and doing well. And that's exactly the type of power that he has. So that's what my hope is, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you have that as well as a future Hall of Famer in the WWE. I wanted to talk about the Hall of Fame. Speaking of, oddly enough, it's really weird that they don't have a physical space for the Hall of Fame. If and when that does happen, where would you personally like it to be?
You know, I think it's got to be either New York City, because that's kind of where the hub of WWE has always been. Like, that's where it kind of started and it got its presence. So I always think that New York would definitely be the spot for a Hall of Fame or a type of, yeah, like a Hall of Fame type of building.
Miz, the connection that sports teams have with you guys, I think, is fascinating. When they win a championship, it's not only the trophy. They have a championship belt. You see it in the parades. You see it on the field. You see it on the court. Talk about that connection again, because you are a real sports fan. I think those guys want to be where what you're doing. I saw Dwight Howard at SummerSlam, and he was like a kid in a candy store. I mean, he was having so much fun. Talk about that connection.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible whenever you see sports stars, you know, kind of doing the moves we're doing or cutting promos like we cut. You know, you'll see Giannis always playing around with the Milwaukee Bucks. You know, Dwight Howard was at SummerSlam, and they were having a blast. The entire team of, like, the Tennessee Titans were all at SummerSlam. So it's amazing, you know, the effect that we have, you know, not just on, you know, sports stars, but celebrities, but and just everybody, you know, that gets involved. I mean, everyone has a certain point in time when they enjoyed, you know, wrestling, I believe. And whether it starts when you're older or younger, it doesn't matter because it's for all ages.
The Miz is joining us. Tickets for WrestleMania here in Los Angeles at SoFi Stadium go on sale Friday. What an amazing... Miz, what is it like to perform in front of 75,000 people? Again, you are the same superstar, whether it's 10, 20, but what is it like when you are in a Super Bowl venue, a $5 billion stadium? Tell me what that is like.
Stadiums just have a different energy. You know, you're performing in front of so many people, and it's sometimes, to be honest with you, it's hard to hear them because there's so many of them. and the noise needs to trickle up to the ceiling to trickle back down, and then you'll finally hear exactly where the audience is at. So it takes about a second longer than it would in an arena. So it's a different vibe, but there's nothing quite like a stadium show, and I cannot wait. I've never been to SoFi.
Wow.
Tonight is actually the first time I'm going to be at SoFi at our launch party, which, by the way, sold out in a matter of seconds and minutes, which is always incredible because we've got Snoop Dogg, JoJo Siwa, we have, Gabriel Iglesias, we have, all the a bunch of WWE superstars. We're putting on a show, a sample size for, the city of Los Angeles. I can't wait to see SoFi. I've never been inside it, and I can't wait to kind of see it.
It's the most unique stadium, and I've told people, I've been to Vegas, I've been to some of these new ones. It's indoor, it's outdoor, you got the beautiful scoreboard. Miz, last question for you. What was it like performing with no fans? I've talked to LeBron, I've talked to Clayton Kershaw with the Dodgers, because they won with basically no fans, and they had no parade, and they kind of want to win one, so they have that. What was it like for you? You feed off the fans. What was that like?
I always look at things as, a learning experience and to be better and to do better. That was a completely unique experience because there was no fans. There's no reactions. We're so used to a fan reaction, playing off the crowd. Fans interaction is what we do. So as superstars, and we feel as the best entertainers in the world, it's our job to continue what we're doing. Even if there aren't fans, we know fans are watching at home. And we kept going through the pandemic because we knew people needed, some sort of form of entertainment. They needed something to laugh about, when all the drama was going about. And that's what we did. We put that forth. And so to be able to do that was an honor, and it taught me a lot about who we are as an entertainment company, as a WWE, and what we will do for our fans.
Miz, you're the best. Thank you so much for joining us. WrestleMania goes Hollywood. There's no one more Hollywood, and I say that as a compliment because we are here in Hollywood than the Miz. Miz, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Drew McIntyre. Drew, how are you?
I'm excellent. I know technically it's an audio interview, but I'm very disappointed you all are coming live from the White Cellar.
That was back
probably my favorite background I've ever seen.
It really was. I mean, we were there hanging out with Jihei, and it was very tempting, talking to you, Drew, and not, grab a glass of Camus or something like that, but we didn't. Drew, I was at SummerSlam at Nashville. I wish I was in Nashville back in my younger single days. I mean, it was 20-1. Everyone was having a bachelorette party. What is it like to live there?
It's pretty awesome to live there. I mean, I'm not as wild and crazy as I used to be. I would have more fun there. I used to live in Tampa. It's pretty crazy, too. But yeah, these days I live about 20 minutes outside of Nashville, more like a farmland area, away from all the craziness. And whatever I go down, I find myself seeing everyone having fun, the bachelorette parties, it's been up and down the street. And I'm thinking, it's entirely too loud down here, so I know I've gotten old. Every time I go down there, I think it's entirely too loud. I just want to check out the Johnny Cash Museum. Leave me be. But it is, a fun place to be. There's so much to see. I got into country music about 2 years ago. Now I have myself some sweet cowboy boots, a sweet cowboy hat that goes with my kilt, and I'm now known as the Nashville Warrior.
All right, Drew, tickets go on sale Friday for WrestleMania. WrestleMania goes Hollywood. It'll be April 1st and 2nd at SoFi Stadium. It was originally supposed to be here in 2020. Drew, you main evented that WrestleMania. I mean, it's a two-night event now. How crazy is this?
I love the 2 days of WrestleMania, a whole weekend of WrestleMania. Initially, it was done out of necessity at WrestleMania 36. The company, rightfully so, felt like the world needed an escape during the height of COVID, a scary time. Let's give them WrestleMania night one and two. There's a whole weekend of escape. And we kept it going. And since then, right through to WrestleMania 39, it's so fine. I love it. As a fan myself, even though I'm part of the roster, when I was younger, if I get told, hey, you get to go for a week-long WrestleMania event, we've got fan events all week long, we've got Hall of Fame, we've got Raw, we've got SmackDown, and you get 2 days of WrestleMania, I would have lost my mind. And as a superstar, I lose my mind too. It is freaking awesome. And
to be fair, 7 hours of Mania.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun. You get a little tired eventually, and it's hard to get an Uber at like 3 o'clock in the morning when you finish. Splitting up into 2 days is perfect for everybody, in my opinion.
This will be fantastic, Drew, because my favorite thing about the week is the fans who come from Europe. They come from all over the world. And this will be the first one where there's no travel restrictions, right? You don't have to test it and out and things like that. So this will be the first Mania, I think, where there's going to be fans from like all over the world. How does that change the atmosphere? Again, it's my favorite event of the year. It's my favorite like Raw of the year, SmackDown of the year, because fans come here from all over the world.
I mean, this past year we had fans coming from all across the world, but I think it's going to be even more so, you know, in SoFi. I think for this past April we had like 156,000 plus fans from all 50 states and 53 countries coming to WrestleMania. So now that things are, you know, getting back to normal, feel back to normal, and especially by WrestleMania, we'll be back to normal. I think we're just going to smash that record completely, and it's so cool, and it was so cool this past WrestleMania AT&T to see all the fans in person, to see so many countries coming back for WrestleMania after missing them for a couple of years, because those fans that come to WrestleMania are our most passionate fans in the world. You know, they come in and they can tell me more about my career than I can possibly remember. It was my favorite time of the year, and I can't wait to see them all once again.
Drew, earlier you talked about the fact that you are living out a little bit in farmland. I kind of wanted to go back to that really quick and ask, are you raising anything out there? Any like sheep, goats? Are you like, you know, sustainably farming anything? Any veggies that you can bring to LA for us or anything?
Well, the missus wants to get on the, you know, making her own vegetables and the likes. And if you asked her, she would consider me like livestock, having to raise a Drew. Just how much work goes into taking care of a Drew and how much food it eats. I'm constantly grazing in the fridge and eating everything. She's always having to replenish it. But, you know, it has been recommended to me in the local area. A lot of people do have animals. And it looks, you know, pretty fun. Like, I never really thought about it, but it's pretty cool to have some, you know, cows out there, you know, having a good time, a couple of horses and the likes, go hang out with them when my day's off. We got 2 cats right now, but yeah, you never know what the future holds for Drew McIntyre, but I never thought I would be, you know, in a position where I'm excited to be out kind of in the middle of nowhere. I was always very much likened to being the thick of things, to be in the party scene and all that, but these days, you know, my life's so crazy and busy as it is as a WWE superstar. You know, I love the complete opposite when I get home.
All right, that was The Miz and Drew McIntyre, two of the best WWE superstars right now, promoting, talking about WrestleMania coming to SoFi Stadium. And again, you talk about all these amazing events that are coming to SoFi, Super Bowl, World Cup, Olympics. My personal favorite, I got to be honest with you, is WrestleMania two-night extravaganza. Tickets are amazingly, I think if they're not sold out, they're pretty close to it right now. So great to have The Miz and Drew McIntyre come on the show. Again, happy Labor Day to you all. That's all the time we have for today. Let's do it again tomorrow. Until then, this is Arash Markazi saying stay safe and stay healthy.
This is the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hustle for the cash, so it's hard to knock it. Everybody got their own thing, currency chasing. Worldwide through the hard times, worrying faces. Shed tears as we bury brothers close to heart.